Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Browns.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, spring is in the air.
Kinda, sorta.
April showers bring May flowers, except it's still February.
February in the Carolinas.
I'm a little confused.
Well, spring is in the air for one reason, because the Southern Spring Home and Garden Show is kicking off this weekend, or has kicked off. It changed its format several years ago into being two weekends make up the show. It's held over at the Park Expo and Conference Center right off of Independence Boulevard. So, Don, you're right on with that. Spring is in the air, at
Absolutely.
Least at the spring show.
At least over there. Huh? it's supposed to be like 70 degrees tomorrow, so what the heck, maybe spring is in the air.
Well, these are always the battleground days of winter versus spring. At both the Jesse Browns booth in the marketplace there at the Park Expo and Conference Center, we are having a kind of a goodbye winter, hello spring sale, which kind of, I mean, converges into what you're talking about, a little bit of cold, a little bit of warmth, and a little bit of in between. So you can enjoy that not just at booth 3307, but you can also enjoy it at our location there in Sharon Corners in the South Park area of Charlotte. Stop by the upstairs outdoor store there at Jesse Brown's.
And don't forget, the official Barty groundhog saw his shadow, so 8 more weeks of winter. I guess we're down to 7 now, but 7 more weeks of winter.
Is that how it went? I don't pay any attention to any of that.
Hitting the persimmon pit says it ain't over till it's over.
Anyway, welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. We come in each week, break down 4 different segments for the podcast, which you can subscribe to wherever you may listen to a podcast, iTunes and all of those different places, as well as, of course, at jessebrowns.com, where Don Yeager right there, Bill Barty, myself, hang our hats through the week. And if not those two places, of course, every Saturday morning early via the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT, you can listen to this program, The Carolina Outdoors, where we come in and talk about the different things and opportunities and people and places that the Carolina Outdoors brings to us and beyond. So not just the Southern Spring Home and Garden Show, Don, as we tiptoe our way toward March, that means that many of the delayed harvest trout streams are going to be stocked, and that always happens every other month or so from October to May through May, but that includes a March stocking, so 30 plus streams and a couple of lakes that are part of the delayed harvest program, a subset of the hatchery supported program in North Carolina, are going to enjoy several thousands of trout that are going to go into those waters.
Right. Go to ncwildlife.org and you can see what streams get their fish what day, because you don't want to show up the day before they're stocked, that's for sure. And truthfully, you don't want to show up the day after they're stocked, because they're pretty in shock and pretty confused. But, you know, give them a week and they're ready to be caught and have fun with. They provide a lot of good sport for fly anglers all over North Carolina.
That's just one of the enjoyments that we have going on in spring. Several people are, and it seems like it's multiplying, especially with a humming U.S. economy and that sort of thing, are taking on these long-distance hikes this time of year. So several folks are in preparation for hiking trails such as the Appalachian Trail, which for a thru-hiker is a 6-month commitment. Starting about now for most people, they'll start in March or so. There's some early adopters who will go in February.
I'd wait till it quit raining myself.
Well, there you go. The negative to a February start is not necessarily the rain, but is the snow and the cold and all of that, which when you're trying to hike lightly, which carrying 25 pounds, 35 pounds in your pack, that's sure hard to do and stay warm and comfortable anyway.
Well, the nice thing about through hiking is they restock quite often. They drop off equipment, pick up equipment, do a lot of logistical changes along the way. So, yeah, you're going to start off with a pretty decent sleeping bag and tent right now, and then you'll lighten up later on as the weather gets nicer.
Of course, we've been in this industry of outfitting and the outdoors and recreation, which is relatively still, modern day-wise anyway, still a fairly young and growing industry. We're going to talk in another segment about what that means to people who are getting out there, but it has gotten easier and easier to make that pack lighter these days than it used to be. It used to be easy to carry a 70-pound pack if you were going to go out for a week or so. These days, you can be sub-30-pound pack without a whole lot of energy. It may take a little bit of money, but it doesn't take that much energy.
Well, Bill Barty, it's never been a real problem with 70 pounds as long as you had a good pack animal.
That's true.
I mean, endurance horse riding, take a pack mule along with you. You took all your gear on that mule's back. Everything was pretty darn good back there for them pioneers.
Listen, those are a couple of hints of upcoming segments to the Carolina Outdoors this weekend. Don is referring to a segment coming up, the Take No Prisoners Endurance Ride. And we're going to learn about something called a ride and tie. You ever heard of a ride and tie?
Tied?
Ride and tie.
As in the moon affecting the ocean, or as in tying up goats?
Tying up goats.
Oh, roping and riding.
Have you ever heard of a ride and tie?
No, sir.
All right, stay tuned. You will learn, and all of our listeners out there in the Carolina Outdoors land will learn what a ride and tie is. There's going to be one taking place here in our area upcoming, so we're curious to find out what that is. The endurance ride, of course, the equestrian event where a rider and partnered horse take off for 25 miles, 50 miles, or more.
And guess who gets the worst end of that deal?
Oh, listen.
the guy with four legs.
I don't know. I've ridden a horse. That can be rough on both of them.
What's the furthest you ever rode a horse in one day?
Oh. I bet you I got 20 miles under my belt. I probably got a 20-mile-plus day.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
That's just a good warm-up.
Maybe. Ooh, yeah. I had a good day and a half ride one time, and I do not know who had the worst end of that deal. Of course, I was a little bit lighter back in those days.
Need a nicer saddle, Uncle Bill?
The other event that we were talking about, popularity in the outdoors and outdoor recreation, that's caused a little bit of trouble on certain geographic areas that may be enjoying maybe, dare you say, a little too much traffic. A lot of the reasons are social media posts. So how do we responsibly post these important places that we want to share with everyone that, hey, yes, we did climb to the top of this mountain, or hey, we did climb to the or hike to the end of that trail, or hey, I caught this 100-pound tarpon off this such-and-such beach.
Well, the easy way to do that is just get a radio show and tell a few of your closest friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Blabbermouth. Where was that tarpon?
Fish at the bridge there at the Davidson River. That's where all the big fish are. Listen, I don't know how many of the listeners that
they're
we
actually
have.
Actually in the hatchery. But
anyway, is social media spoiling the best outdoor secrets? We're going to bring on the author of that article, Ellen Kanzinger, on and kind of talk to the outdoor guys about that. That's who we are. Don Yeager there, Bill Barty. We're the outdoor guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. This is Bill Barty at Jesse Brown's. Are you ready for fly fishing this spring? More importantly, is your gear? Jesse Brown's 11-point fly reel inspection and service will get your fly reel cleaned, repaired, and ready for spring. Find out more at jessebrowns.com, or better yet, see us at the Sharon Corner Shopping Center at South Park.